Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you for being here this Sunday evening for the Sunday Feast program. Very fortunate to have the opportunity to speak on Lord Jagannath's pastime and Sri Gauranitai pastime. So Lord Gauranga's pastime in Jagannath Puri for preparing our consciousness for upcoming Snan Yatra festival and Rath Yatra festival. So everybody here is familiar about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. So we'll talk about that. In the interest of time, I guess I will start with invocation prayers directly. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayati Girim Yat Kripatam Maham Vande Shri Guru Dinatari Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavedanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupaka Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Okay, so once again, welcome everyone for the Sunday Feast program. Is anybody here for the very first time for the Sunday Feast class? Okay, welcome. This is your first time here? Okay, Hare Krishna. Okay, so everybody knows we are going to celebrate Lord Jagannath's Snan Yatra festival on next Sunday. And then week after, July 21st, we'll be celebrating Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival. The Jagannath Rath Yatra happens in Jagannath Puri. That was the original, it's one place over the whole world, Jagannath Puri, where Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival used to happen. But Prabhupada, out of his causeless mercy, Prabhupada visited Jagannath Puri, holding on to Jagannath's hand. Prabhupada brought Jagannath in all the various parts of the world. And now Jagannath Rath Yatra festival is being celebrated all over the world in all the major cities. And we get the opportunity to participate in Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. So my starting question, everybody knows who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But everybody knows who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Can I have a brief answer from the audience? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Any other answer? Anybody has any other answer? So yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. But specifically, what are the symptoms which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for many various reasons, right? He had internal reason for his appearance as well as some external reason. External reason was to propagate the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name, the congregational chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So to spread the Yuga Dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself incarnated as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the internal reason for Mahaprabhu's descent was to experience the mood of Radharani, the love of Radharani for Lord Krishna. So Krishna wanted to experience how much Radharani has the love for Krishna in separation of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually appeared, his prime reason for appearance was to experience the love of Radharani. So Mahaprabhu appeared, Krishna generally is black complexion, right? So Krishna is blackish in complexion, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in golden complexion. Gauranga, we call Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauranga, golden anga, Gauranga. And who has a golden complexion? Actually, it's Radharani. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. So Radharani is the golden complexion. So Mahaprabhu appeared taking the external complexion of Radharani and the heart of Radharani. So Krishna, Radharani ka hriday aur ang kanti lekar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke roop mein prakat hue. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, the heart of Radharani, in the feeling of separation of Krishna. Krishna ke virah mein vyathit Radharani, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now who is Lord Jagannath? Lord of the universe. Jagannath. Jagat means the universe. Lord is the master. Master of the whole universe. But who is Jagannath? Again, answer is Krishna himself. So Lord Jagannath, on your far right side, on your right side, my will be left side. So on your far right side, you see Jagannath, which is black face with big eyes, round eyes. So why Jagannath appeared in that particular form? So as we said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself feeling the separation with the heart of Radharani, having the separation from Krishna. So Jagannath is Krishna in the separation of Radharani. Radharani ke virah mein vigalit jo Krishna hai, wo Jagannath hai. So Jagannath is the form of Krishna melted in the ecstasy, feeling the ecstasy of separation of Radharani. And there is a very famous pastime how Krishna appeared in that particular form. So once Lord Krishna, when he was in Dwarika, so Krishna will be always remembering Radharani and all the gopis. And all the queens of Krishna, they are thinking why Krishna is always crying. Krishna has so many wives, all the opulences. But he is still crying, and at the night, sometime while sleeping in his bed, he will be calling out to Radhika, Radhika, hey Radharani. So all the queens of Krishna, Rukmini, Satyabhama, they are all perplexed. So one day, all the queens of Krishna, they approach Mother Rohini. And they asked Rohini that you were with Krishna and Balram for 11 years. in Vrindavan, Brajbhumi, and you know all their activities in Brajbhumi. So can you please tell us about some of the pastimes of Krishna? What kind of activities Krishna did there and why he is always feeling separation from the gopis? And Mother Rohini said, yes, of course I can tell you about the pastimes of Krishna and Balram in Vrindavan. But we have to make sure Krishna does not hear. If Krishna hears, he will be filled with ecstasy and he will try to run to Vrindavan. So all the queens, they made a plan. Next day when Krishna go to the assembly hall to attend his daily activity, to go in the assembly to hear the complaints of people, do his duty as the king. So we will assemble in a big room and we'll discuss about the pastimes of Krishna. So next day when Krishna was in Sudharma hall attending the assembly, they all assembled in one room. And they put Subhadra as the guard on the door. That you stay here on the door. If Krishna and Balram come, inform us. So Subhadra is standing as guard. And all the queens, they are asking various questions to Mother Rohini. And Rohini Devi started answering all these questions. As she is explaining the various pastimes of Krishna, his activities with the all the cowherd women, all the gopis in Vrindavan, Krishna knew through his yogamaya that what is happening. They are all assembled in one room and discussing the pastimes. So Krishna left the assembly and came there. And Krishna and Balram saw Subhadra standing as guard. And Subhadra was also putting her ear on the window. She is also absorbed in listening. So Krishna came, stood on one side of Subhadra. Balram came, stood on the other side of Subhadra, and they all started hearing their own pastimes, the narrations, what Mother Rohini is explaining. And while Mother Rohini is explaining all these pastimes, Krishna, Balram and Subhadra, they are filled with so much of ecstasy hearing those pastimes that they lost control of their senses. Their bodies melted in ecstasy. So Krishna's neck, arms and leg kind of shrunk in the trunk of his body. And that's the form you see here, where Lord Jagannath, his eyes became big round eyes, like in ecstasy. He is looking with wide round eyes. His neck disappeared in the body, his arms and legs shrunk. And when Krishna, Balram and Subhadra were standing there in these extraordinary forms, at that time Narad Muni appeared there. And he witnessed the form of Krishna in that form of ecstasy. And he asked Lord Krishna, what is this form? This form is extraordinary. I have never witnessed this form before. And Krishna told Narad, please do not tell anybody about this particular form. And Narad said, okay, I will not tell. And Krishna said, I will grant you a boon. Narad said, the boon I want is, I will like you to manifest yourself in this very form of Lord Jagannath. So the devotees of the Lord are very clever. Even though Krishna asked him not to express this form to anybody, and Narada asked the boon that please manifest this form so that everybody can take darshan of this magnificent form of yours. So Krishna granted the boon that I will manifest myself. We all will appear, three of us, as Balram, Subhadra and Lord Jagannath in the same form. And that is the whole pastime, how Lord Krishna appeared in this particular form. How these deities of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra were carved from a wooden log. The whole pastime of Maharaj Indradyumna. So I'm sure everybody know that pastime. Without going in the details of that particular pastime, I want to come to the particular pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So now everybody knows the one-line description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani in the separation of Krishna. Krishna Viraha Vidura. And Jagannath is Krishna in separation of Radharani. Radharani Viraha Vidura. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Mahaprabhu stayed in this world for 48 years. First 24 years of his life were as a scholar, and then he married and spent few years in Navdvip Mayapur spreading the holy name. At the age of 24, Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri on the request of his mother Sachi Mata. Mahaprabhu wanted to immediately run to Vrindavan after taking sannyas. But somehow devotees brought him back to Mayapur, and then on the request of Sachi Mata, Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri. And the last 24 years, out of those 24 years, 6 years, the first 6 years after taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu travelled to the various parts of India, South India, Vrindavan and various parts. And in the last 18 years, Mahaprabhu specifically stayed in Jagannath Puri. So why Mahaprabhu chose to come to Jagannath after taking sannyas? So the external reason was because Sachi Mata told that rather than going to Vrindavan, which is too far, please go make your residence in Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri is at least close by to Navdvip compared to Vrindavan. And I will be able to hear about your whereabouts from the devotees when they go to visit Jagannath Puri on the occasions of Rath Yatra. So I will be constantly getting your news. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that external reason to come to Jagannath Puri. But what is the internal reason of Mahaprabhu coming to Jagannath Puri? So Mahaprabhu is Radharani in separation of Krishna. Jagannath is Krishna in separation of Radharani. When Mahaprabhu come to Jagannath, Radha and Krishna will meet. So there will be union of Radharani and Krishna. So as Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, first time he went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, he ran inside the inner chambers where Jagannath is sitting on his Ratna Singhasana. And he ran inside and climbed onto the Ratna Singhasana and hugged Lord Jagannath. And then after that, immediately Mahaprabhu fell down unconscious. So that was the first time Mahaprabhu crossed Garuda Stambha and crossed inside and went inside to embrace Jagannath. And the second time Mahaprabhu did that was the last time when he winded up his Leela at the end of his manifested pastime. Apart from these two occasions, Mahaprabhu never crossed beyond Garuda Stambha. He will just stand at Garuda Stambha and gaze at Lord Jagannath. Just keep looking at Lord Jagannath, his beauty, just looking at the face of Lord Jagannath. So on the coming occasions of Lord Jagannath Snan Yatra and Rath Yatra festival, we will discuss those particular pastimes of Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, because Mahaprabhu did many wonderful leelas in Jagannath Puri. So we'll focus on just those few pastimes. So as Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath, and immediately after a few months he went on a tour of South India for almost 2 years, and then after 2 years Mahaprabhu returned back to Jagannath Puri, and that is Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival is about to come. And all the devotees from Navdvip, they heard the news that Mahaprabhu has come back to Jagannath Puri from his tour of South India. So they all decided to come to Jagannath Puri to witness this Rath Yatra festival. Led by Advaita Acharya and all the other devotees, Haridas Thakur, Shivas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu. So they all, in a big group of 400-500 devotees, they all travelled to Jagannath Puri. And the king of Jagannath Puri, king of Odisha at that time, was Maharaj Pratap Rudra. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra had heard from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he had a strong desire to meet Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always refused to meet Pratap Rudra, considering him to be a materialistic person. For a sannyasi, the association of two type of people is restricted. One is the association of women, other is the association of materialistic people like the kings, Vilasi, who is supposed to be absorbed in sense enjoyment. So whenever the request came that you please give your audience to King Pratap Rudra, he wants to meet you, Mahaprabhu will always reject that request. I do not want to meet the king. I have no business of getting the association of a materialistic person. And Pratap Rudra had a strong desire to meet. He is always inquiring from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please tell me some way I can meet Mahaprabhu, I can get the blessings of Mahaprabhu. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told Pratap Rudra that before getting the mercy of the Lord, it's better you get the mercy of the devotees. Once you get the mercy of the devotees, ultimately you will get the mercy of Lord Himself. So all the devotees of Mahaprabhu from Navdweep, they are coming to Jagannath Puri for celebrating this Rath Yatra festival. So you please serve the devotees, make all the arrangement for them. So all the devotees led by Advaita Acharya, they are coming, and Pratap Rudra has never met anybody, has never seen anybody. So as the devotees are coming, Pratap Rudra along with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he climbed onto his balcony. He was residing at Katak that time. On the way, when the entrance of Jagannath Puri comes, so all this big party of devotees chanting the holy name of Gauranga, so they are all coming to Jagannath Puri, and Pratap Rudra is asking, inquiring from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please tell me, who is this great devotee with white clothes, white hair, white beard? Who is that devotee? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is telling, that is Advaita Acharya. He is the exalted personality because of whom Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth. He is the cause behind Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. Who is that devotee with bluish clothes, dancing in ecstasy? That is Nityananda Mahaprabhu. He is the close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is that devotee? Oh, that is Srivas Thakur. Who is that devotee in the back? Humility personification. Oh, that is Haridas Thakur. He was born in the Muslim family, but Mahaprabhu had great respect for that devotee. Even though he was beaten in 24 marketplaces, he never gave up the holy name. So like that, Pratap Rudra is inquiring about all these devotees who have come to be in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for celebrating Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival. So all these devotees came, and King Pratap Rudra has made arrangement for the accommodation of all the devotees, for the prasad of all the devotees. Clear instructions given for every day prasadam from Jagannath temple should come for all these devotees. So all these devotees, they came and they went to meet Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, hearing the roar of Kirtan coming closer, Mahaprabhu also came outside of his residence from Gambira and stood at the door to welcome all these devotees. And there is a great union between Mahaprabhu and all the devotees from Gaurdesh, from Navadvip Mayapur. And then Mahaprabhu personally served all the devotees, make them sit and serve them prasad. So that was the first exchange, and now everybody is getting ready to witness the great celebrations which are going to happen in Jagannath Puri. So they, all the devotees, went with Mahaprabhu to take darshan of Jagannath. So actually the system is, as soon as you enter Jagannath Puri, before going any other place, you should go take darshan of Lord Jagannath. But all the devotees here, rather than going to Jagannath temple to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, they went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Pratap Rudra saw this, he inquired from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what is this Vaishnava etiquette? Rather than going to Jagannath temple to take darshan, they are going somewhere else. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told, they will take darshan of Achal Jagannath later. First they will take darshan of Sachal Jagannath. And who is Sachal Jagannath? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Jagannath, Krishna himself. He is Sachal Jagannath. So they will first go meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then in the presence of Mahaprabhu they will be able to take darshan of Jagannath. Otherwise they will not be able to see the form of Krishna in ecstasy. They will be seeing just an idol. To see the form of Krishna in the form of Jagannath, they will first take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in the association of Mahaprabhu, finally all the devotees came to Jagannath, took darshan of Lord Jagannath. And as I said, Mahaprabhu never crossed beyond Garudastambha. He will stand at Garudastambha and keep looking at the beauty of Lord Jagannath. And as Mahaprabhu put his hand on the wall, the three fingers, the finger impressions came onto the wall. The wall had melted and the impressions of his fingertips came onto the wall. And those impressions are still there. If you go to Jagannath Puri temple, you can witness yourself those fingerprints, the impressions of finger. Or if you cannot see because it's a little higher, maybe about 8 feet higher on the wall, you can ask the Panda to take that darshan. And along with that, Mahaprabhu's footprint on the Shila where Mahaprabhu was standing, that also melted and his footprint was there. Earlier at that time, people when they will visit Jagannath Puri, they will carefully avoid that place to step onto those footprints of Mahaprabhu and go around and take darshan. But later on, as it becomes too crowded, they removed that part of Shila and kept it in a separate portion of Jagannath temple. So that original Shila is still preserved there in a separate part of the temple. So after that, it is the time for Lord Jagannath's Snan Yatra festival, which happens 2 weeks before Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. And what is Snan Yatra festival? Lord is brought outside from his Garbhagraha, from his Ratna Sindhasana, outside and bathed with hundreds of kalshas of water. So everybody gets the opportunity in Jagannath Puri, at least all the pandas do the bathing, not the regular audience. But here in our temple, everybody get the opportunity to bath Lord Jagannath. So please do not miss that opportunity next Sunday. Lord Jagannath will come out of his altar here in the hall, in amongst all of us. And everybody has the opportunity to bath Lord Jagannath. So Lord Jagannath is bathed with hundreds of kalashas of water. And then after that, Lord Jagannath goes in the backside of his altar. His darshan is not available for next 2 weeks. And one saying is because of bathing with so much of water in open air, Lord Jagannath catches cold. He becomes sick. For an ordinary person, for people like us, it may be very hard to understand how come Lord can be sick. Lord is without father or mother. He does not have a material body like us. He is not influenced by the modes of material nature like us. Now how come Lord becomes sick? Because Lord Jagannath does all his leela as human. Lord Jagannath changes his body also. Right, every few years, 8 years or 15 years, there is a particular time, there is a celebration, Navakalevara, where Lord Jagannath changes his form, his body, the new vigraha of Lord Jagannath is started. So Lord Jagannath is doing all his human-like leela and he pretend as if he has become sick and he will stay, take rest for the next 14 days, 2 weeks. But there is an inner feeling, inner bhava, or the inner message behind that, why Lord Jagannath disappears for 2 weeks. And the acharyas explain that another reason is because Lord Jagannath is going from his temple, from Jagannath temple on Rath Yatra, and for 9 days he will be gone from the temple, leaving behind Lakshmi Devi. Because he will be leaving behind Lakshmi Devi, his consort. So Lord Jagannath is spending personal time with his consort, Lakshmi Devi, for the next 2 weeks. Let's just imagine, if one of you go on a business trip for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, your wife will be very upset, you are leaving me behind and going alone for so many days. So before going on that long trip, the husband will try to spend some personal time with wife. So same way Lord Jagannath, before going on his Rath Yatra festival, leaving behind Lakshmi Devi in the temple, because Jagannath is going to the house of his mother. So he is spending the personal time with Lakshmi Devi. That is the another understanding why Lord Jagannath's darshan is not available for next 2 weeks. So in that whole Snan Yatra festival, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu witnessed the Snan Yatra festival with along the, all the devotees, with the uproar of kirtan, with the continuous kirtan going on, they witnessed this Snan Yatra festival. And along with this Snan Yatra festival, there is another wonderful pastime. At one time, one devotee or one person named Ganesh Bhatt, he visited Jagannath Puri. Now as he visited Jagannath Puri, all the people in Jagannath Puri, they requested him, "You have come all the way to Puri, you should go take the darshan of Lord Jagannath." And this Ganesh Bhatt, he was very reluctant in taking darshan of Jagannath. He was a devotee of Lord Ganesh. And he said, "My heart is the sitting place for Lord Ganesh. I do not want to go and pay respect to any other deity. And especially this Krishna, he is very popularly known as stealing the heart of others. What if I go take darshan of him and he pushes Ganesha aside and put himself on the throne of my heart? I don't want to go and take any risk and take darshan of Jagannath." And people tried to persuade him, told him so many times, "No, no, you have come all the way to Jagannath. You should definitely take darshan of Jagannath." After so much of pious credit, somebody becomes eligible to come to Jagannath Puri. "You have come all the way here. You should go take darshan." But he was very reluctant. Then one person told him, "You know what, Jagannath, he is Ganesha. His form is like the form of Ganesha. You should go and take darshan." And this person was still reluctant. And finally he said, "I will go take darshan on one condition. First, I will try to touch the body of Jagannath. And if I feel like his body is like the body of Ganesh, then I will open my eyes and then take darshan. So I will go blindfolded, try to touch the body of Jagannath. And how is the body of Ganesh? Ganesha has a trunk. He has a big stomach. He has long ears." So he said, "I will touch the form of Jagannath and make sure he has the features as of Ganesh." So he came with eyes blindfolded. And at that day happens to be the day of Snan Yatra. So Lord Jagannath is brought outside from his garbhagriha, outside on the singhasan, and given the bath. And at that time, people can actually get the opportunity to touch Lord Jagannath. So he came in front of Jagannath, felt the body of Jagannath. And Jagannath also played the trick. His body became like that of a Ganesh. He was able to feel the big stomach, the long ears, and a big trunk on the face of Jagannath. And then he opened up his eyes and he really saw the form of Ganesh inside Jagannath. Because Lord, he is the manifestation of all the various forms of the different Devi Devatas. When Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna was able to see all the various Devi Devatas inside Krishna. So Jagannath, to fulfill the desire of that particular devotee, he manifested himself in the form of Ganesh. And after that particular pastime, it became a tradition every year after Snan Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath is dressed up as Ganesh. He is put on a tusk and ears like the ears of Ganesh. So he is dressed in that form. It's called Ganesh Vesh, right? The form of Ganesh. So after the Rath Yatra, Snan Yatra festival, Lord Jagannath goes to the inner chambers, his darshan is not visible, and Mahaprabhu is experiencing A great separation from Jagannath, not being able to take darshan of Jagannath. And Mahaprabhu at one point thinks, what is the use of my life if I cannot take darshan of my Lord? Better I jump in the ocean and give up my life. And as Mahaprabhu ran to jump into the ocean, he heard the voice that I will give my darshan in Alalanath for next 2 weeks. So Jagannath's darshan, even though it's not visible in the main temple of Jagannath, but Lord Jagannath gave his darshan in Alalanath, which is about 25-30 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. This is a four-handed Vishnu form on which Lord Jagannath, his face appears on the face of that four-handed Vishnu form. His form is decorated, dressed up like the form of Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu went to Alalanath with all his devotees to take darshan of Jagannath for those 14 days. And as there also, as Mahaprabhu saw the form of Jagannath, he paid obeisance as he laid down flat on the shila, and the whole shila melted with the ecstasy, the heat of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his footprint, his knee print, his thigh print, his arms and hand print, everything was printed on that shaligram, on that shila. And that shila, with all these various limbs of Mahaprabhu printed on, imprinted on that, is still there. And devotee go and take darshan of that shila where Mahaprabhu paid his dandavat pranam. So staying there for 13 days, a day before when Jagannath temple is going to open for the Rath Yatra festival, Mahaprabhu returns back day before of Rath Yatra. And before Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu did another wonderful pastime, which is called Gundicha Marjan. So everybody know what is Gundicha Marjan? Everybody know what is Gundicha? So Gundicha is the place where the Rath Yatra ends. So Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra starts from Jagannath Puri temple, which is Neelachal Dham. So Jagannath temple is situated on Neelachal, the blue mountain. And Gundicha temple is where Lord Jagannath's form was carved. So on the request of Maharaj Indradyumna, when the originally these three forms of Lord Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra were carved from the wooden logs, it was carved in the palace of Gundicha, which was the queen of King Indradyumna. So on the name of that queen, Gundicha, that place, that palace of Gundicha is called Gundicha Temple. And that Gundicha Temple is Sundarachal. So there is Neelachal, where is Jagannath Temple is. And then Sundarachal is where Gundicha Temple is. So Neelachal represents Dwarika. And Gundicha Temple, Sundarachal, it represents Vrindavan. So why it represents Vrindavan? So first time after carving the deities, when Jagannath is getting installed in Jagannath Puri temple, while leaving from Gundicha temple, he made a promise to Gundicha, to Queen Gundicha. Considering Gundicha as his mother, Jagannath made a promise that I will visit you every year. So Gundicha is like the house of mother, right? Gundicha temple is the house of mother. And what is the house of mother for Krishna? It's Mother Yashoda's house, and that is Vrindavan. So Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan, and Neelachal Dham, Jagannath Puri temple, represents Dwarika. So Lord Jagannath, every year he comes out of his palace from his Neelachal temple to visit the house of his mother in Gundicha temple, Vrindavan. So that is the procession of Rath Yatra. And even before that, the significance, another significance is the first time Rath Yatra festival happened when Lord Krishna visited Kurukshetra for taking bath on solar eclipse. So there, Lord Krishna, along with all his wives and all the residents of Dwarika, he met the residents of Vrindavan after a separation of almost 100 years. And at that time, when the Brajvasis and all the gopis saw Krishna, they wanted to take him back to Vrindavan. That you left us telling that I will go for a few days and come back. You left and never came back. So now you have met us after 100 years. Please come with us to Vrindavan. And they put Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra on the chariot and started pulling the chariot to take them to Vrindavan. That represents the first Rath Yatra festival. In honor of that, this Rath Yatra festival goes on every year in Jagannath Puri, which represents Lord Krishna visiting Vrindavan. And all the gopis, they are pulling Krishna to come to Vrindavan. So before the day of this Rath Yatra festival, so Mahaprabhu is also manifesting that same Leela. Mahaprabhu is who? Radharani, in the heart of Radharani, in separation of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is doing the Leela of Radhika Rani. He is pulling Krishna to take him to Vrindavan. So before that Leela happened, Mahaprabhu wants to clean up the Gundicha temple, because Lord Jagannath is going to come here. So he wants to clean the whole temple, decorate the whole temple. And the bhav is, all the gopis are decorating Vrindavan. They are cleaning all the houses. They are decorating all their houses to receive Lord Krishna back in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu told his, one of the devotee, Vanidas, that please arrange for 100 pots and 100 brooms to clean this Gundicha temple. And they took the permission from the authorities of Gundicha temple that we will like to come and clean this whole place. And the authorities, they told, why you want to do this menial service? We have the cleaning people here who take up this cleaning service to clean the temple. And Mahaprabhu said, this is no menial job. This is a great job to clean the temple of the Lord. It is very significant job to clean the place for the Lord. See, at the time of Diwali, but everybody knows the festival of lights. So on the day of Diwali, before Diwali festival, people clean their houses. They decorate their houses nicely. What is the reason? Because they think on the day of Diwali, Goddess Lakshmi, Mother Lakshmi will visit their home. To receive Lakshmi Devi, they want to clean their houses and decorate their houses. And now Mahaprabhu is giving the reasoning here. So here, Lord Jagannath, who is the Lord of Lakshmi Devi, he is going to come here in Gundicha temple. So how much this place should be cleaned? It should be nicely cleaned and decorated. So please allow us to clean this place. So Mahaprabhu got all these brooms and pots of water and told all the devotees to fill the water from Narendra Sarovar, and we'll clean this. Splash the water on the grounds, on the walls, everywhere, and then clean with the cloth. Wipe it with the cloth. So they are cleaning all these various places, and Mahaprabhu put a competition sort of to encourage all the devotees. Whoever will collect maximum dust and throw it out, he will be given an award. So Mahaprabhu is encouraging everybody to clean up the temple of the Lord. And the main instruction behind this is, we are receiving the Lord in this place, and to receive the Lord we need to clean the place. But the internal meaning of that is, we are going to pull the Lord into our hearts. So we need to make our heart like Vrindavan, and we need to clean our heart. Right now it is so much dust accumulated in the heart. We need to clean our heart to make it a fitting place for Lord to come and sit in this heart. So that's why we have this process of sadhana bhakti. So in the process of sadhana bhakti, we have the chanting of the holy name, reading the scriptures, hearing harikatha. So all these various activities, they are part of sadhana bhakti. And what is the meaning of sadhana? Somebody may think of sadhana as some set of activities to do. But what is the meaning of sadhana? Consistency every day. Sadhana, sadhana means to train. Apne man ko sadhane ka naam hai sadhana. To train our mind. To render, to engage in the service of the Lord, that is called sadhana. So that is the process of sadhana, to clean our mind, clean our heart, to make it a place for Lord. Sometimes people think we are engaging in sadhana to receive the mercy of the Lord. That is true in one sense, that to receive the mercy of the Lord, we engage in this process of devotional service. But the actual meaning of sadhana bhakti is to cleanse our heart, to make it a place for the Lord. Mercy by default is flowing downward. Jo kripa hai, wo to vaise hi niman gamani hai. It always flows downward. As a water from a high level, it naturally flows downward to the lower level. So same way, Lord's mercy always flows downward. But when we cleanse our heart, we are able to see that mercy of the Lord in our life. Because otherwise, we are not even able to see the mercy of Lord present in our life. We keep thinking, oh, when will Lord bestow His mercy on me? Bhagwan ki kripa kab hogi? Kab hum bhakti mein lag payenge? Lord's mercy is already there in our life. We are not able to see that mercy. So that's why we need to engage in the process of sadhana bhakti. And Mahaprabhu, with His leela, He is teaching by His example. We need to clean our heart to make it a fitting place for the Lord. Externally cleaning the temple of the Lord, that is the pastime of Gundicha Maharajan. And all the devotees, they are so much enthusiastic in participating in that cleaning service. And as Mahaprabhu is cleaning the Ratna Bedi in Gundicha temple, Ratna Bedi is the place where Jagannath will come and sit, right, in Gundicha temple. So Mahaprabhu personally is cleaning that place. He is splashing the water and cleaning with his cloth there. And the water touching the body of Mahaprabhu, touching the feet of Mahaprabhu, is flowing down. And some devotees are very intelligent. They think, Mahaprabhu, if we go and personally ask for his Charanamrit, Mahaprabhu will never give. So this is the best opportunity. So they go stand there where the water is flowing, touching the body, touching the feet of Mahaprabhu. They collect the water and drink that water. So after doing this whole pastime of Gundicha Maharajan, Lord Jagannath has come out on the morning, or the day before actually, the day before of Rath Yatra. In the evening, the darshan opens with new dressing and new beautiful ornaments for Jagannath. And Mahaprabhu goes in the evening to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, which has opened after 2 weeks. With all his devotees standing there, Saprup Damodar standing on one side, Ramanand Rai standing on the other side, Mahaprabhu putting his hands on their shoulder, he is gazing at the form of Jagannath, constantly looking at the form of Jagannath for hours and hours and hours. As if Radha has seen Krishna for long, long, long time. And all the devotees are telling Mahaprabhu, please come back. Let's go to your resting place. Next day is a big day. It's a Rath Yatra festival. It's a big day, so you should take some rest. Mahaprabhu is just standing there and looking at Jagannath, taking darshan of Jagannath. Finally, devotees manage to pull Mahaprabhu, bring him out and take him to his resting place. And early morning, next day again, Mahaprabhu gets ready with all the devotees to come to the Rath Yatra festival. And this Rath Yatra festival, there are millions of people who assemble in Jagannath Puri to witness this Rath Yatra festival. 2 years back, I heard the number was about 23 lakh people on one day in Jagannath Puri. And the Rath Yatra festival happens on the street called Bada Danda. Bada means big, Danda means the road. So it's a very wide road on which the Rath Yatra festival happens. And there are 3 carts prepared for Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. 1 cart for Subhadra, 1 cart for Lord Baladev and 1 cart for Jagannath. So the day before, on the day of Rath Yatra, when the temple darshan opened, the deities are brought outside. So first come Mother Subhadra, Baladev, Sudarshan, then Lord Jagannath comes. And the way Lord Jagannath comes out, It's not straight. He is moving up and down, back and forth. They brought him and they spread all the pillows on the street on which the pandas are coming, bringing Lord Jagannath. So in interest of time, I will just be very brief on this particular pastime. I don't know if it's okay to go maybe 10-15 minutes over. So everybody is witnessing Lord Jagannath coming out of his temple, going on to the chariot. And Mahaprabhu is witnessing the beauty of Jagannath, and he is speaking to Swarup Damodar and Ramanand Rai about the beauty of Jagannath as in the bhav of Radhika Rani, in the bhav of Gopi. So he is describing the beauty. Look at Jagannath, how beautiful he is looking. Means he is saying, look at Krishna, how beautiful he is looking. And Mahaprabhu has arranged many parties, kirtan parties, to perform the kirtan in front of all the chariots. And specifically, he has 7 kirtan parties. Every party with 2 mridanga players, 7 kartala players. One party in front of each chariot, one on the side of one chariot, another on the side of another chariot, and one in the back. So like that, he has 7 kirtan parties, total 14 mridanga players, almost 50 kartal players. And you can imagine how loud the uproaring kirtan that will be. In our temple, when we have 2 mridanga players and 2 kartal players, it becomes like so loud. And you can imagine 14 mridangas and 50 of kartals and such ecstatic kirtan singers. And Mahaprabhu himself is dancing in front of Jagannath chariot. And at that time, Pratap Rudra, he comes and starts sweeping the street. And Mahaprabhu is witnessing the humble mood of Pratap Rudra, that he is sweeping the street in front of Jagannath chariot. And actually Mahaprabhu is ready to give his mercy to Pratap Rudra. He is just waiting for the right moment to give his mercy. And devotees have told that you have received the mercy of the devotees, now Mahaprabhu will manifest his mercy on you. And they told Pratap Rudra that you memorize the Gopi Geet, the song of separation of gopis from Krishna. And at the right time, you sing this song of separation in front of Mahaprabhu, and he will be filled with ecstasy and he will embrace you. So they already told Pratap Rudra to memorize. Unko bola ki aap ye Gopi Geet kanthast kar lo, aapke kaam aayega time pe. So Pratap Rudra is ready, he is sweeping the street, and Mahaprabhu is dancing ecstatically in front of that chariot. Mahaprabhu is in the bhav of Radhika Rani, that Radha Rani is pulling the chariot of Jagannath. After 100 years of meeting with Krishna, she is pulling Krishna to come to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu is dancing in ecstasy. He is dancing like 4 feet high in the air. He is dancing so fast, it appears like a chakra is going on. Nobody is able to see the face of Mahaprabhu. It's just like chakra going on. And Mahaprabhu, he is shedding the tears of ecstasy. The tears are falling from his eyes. It's not like normal tears, like one tear here and there. It's like somebody is splashing the water as you put the water through a pichkari, right? The water gun. As if the water gun has been splashed, like that the tears are coming out of Mahaprabhu's eyes and splashing on everybody there. And whomever this tears of Mahaprabhu fall, they are also filled with ecstasy of Krishna prem. They all start chanting, Krishna hai, Krishna hai, Krishna hai, and they fell on ground unconscious. So Mahaprabhu is giving this contamination of Krishna prema to everybody. So Jagannath is also witnessing, Krishna is witnessing the dance of Radhika in front of the chariot. And he is so absorbed in looking at the dance of Mahaprabhu, he is not able to move, he is not ready to move, the chariot is not moving at all. And when the chariot is not moved, all the devotees together are not able to pull the chariot, then Pratap Rudra arranges for the elephants to come. And they tie the ropes of the chariots to the feet of elephant, and the elephants are trying to pull the chariot. Still the chariot does not move. And then some devotee come to Mahaprabhu. Because of your dancing so ecstatically, Jagannath even doesn't want to move. So you please stop dancing. And Mahaprabhu, then realizing the situation, he tells that move everybody out. Let all the devotees drop the ropes from their hands. Let the elephants go away. Move all the elephants out. And then Mahaprabhu himself go in the back of Jagannath chariot and pushes the chariot with his forehead. He started pushing the chariot with his forehead. And finally Jagannath chariot start moving. Gar 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 on Badaranda. And Jagannath's chariot like that start moving. And in the whole procession, Jagannath chariot doesn't go straight. See, Baladev chariot goes straight. Subhadra's chariot goes straight in the line. Jagannath chariot does not go straight. Sometime he'll go this side. Sometime he'll go that side. Because he is giving his audience, his mercy to all the devotees. Whoever has a desire, who are not able to come closer to the chariot or pay his obeisances to Jagannath, Jagannath goes and gives his audience everywhere. And in first place, why does Jagannath come out of his temple on this cart festival? Why does he come on the cart on the streets of Jagannath Puri? What is the reason of this parade?
Give the mercy to all the people, the animals.
To give the mercy to all the people, all the various pieces of life. In Jagannath temple, the other reason specifically is in Jagannath temple, the non-Hindus are not permitted. So only the Hindus are allowed to enter in the temple. But Jagannath, he is not the lord of only the Hindus. Jagannath is the lord of universe. So Lord Jagannath, to give his mercy to everybody non-discriminately, he comes outside of his temple to give darshan to everybody. So some people for some reason are not able to come to the temple. Some people are so much attached to their family, household life, with all these various attachments, they don't even have the time to come to temple. They don't have the desire to come to temple. To give mercy to all such people also, who are filled with so much desire, Jagannath says, you are not coming to me, I will come to you. So he comes outside of his temple to give darshan to everybody and anybody. Actually, from the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj gave one very beautiful instruction. See, Prahlad Maharaj's father, who was that? Hiranyakashipu. So he was one of the greatest terrorists of his time. You know, there are so many terrorists, but Hiranyakashipu was the biggest terrorist of his time. After he got all these benedictions, that I cannot be killed inside the house, outside the house, in the air, on the earth, in the sky, by any weapon or any astra or shastra, in the daylight or in the night, by any animal or a human or a demigod. So he got all these various permutations and combinations. And he thought, now I have become immortal, nobody can kill me. And he started terrorizing the whole world. So he first went to the Patal Lok, all the Naga Loks. He won over all the Naga Loks. Then he came to the earthly planet. And he will go and invite all the various kings to fight with him. And whenever any king will come to fight with him, he will say, wait, stop. He will pull out his certificate. See, first read this certificate. What is written on that? I cannot be killed by this, I cannot be killed by this, I cannot be killed in the day night or night light or animal or a human or anything. At the bottom, signed by Brahmaji. See, first we get this certificate. And people, all the kings, knowing all these conditions, okay, who can kill you? And they will just make alliance and go away. So he terrorized the whole world. But he got one son. Out of his four sons, one was named Prahlad Maharaj. And as any father, he sent Prahlad for Gurukul to get education from the teachers. And as Prahlad Maharaj came on a summer vacation home after 1 year of education, Hiranyakashipu asked him, my dear son, what have you learned? And Prahlad Maharaj said, oh father, let it go, let's just talk something casual. And Hiranyakashipu, he was very insistent, no, tell me, what did you learn? And then Prahlad Maharaj started giving his nice discourse on that. So he said, the first instruction or the first teaching which Prahlad gave, what he learned was, He said, what I have learned from my teachers, so he said, O best of the Asuras, king of the demons, as far as I have learned from my spiritual master, any person who has accepted a temporary body and a temporary household life is certainly embarrassed by the anxieties because of having fallen in a well without water. One should give up this position and go to the forest. One should go to take Vanaprastha, particularly go to Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he is addressing his father, O best of the Asuras. He never called his father as a papa or daddy. He is calling him, O Asura, best of the Asuras. This is what I have learned. And after hearing his message, what he has learned, Hiranyakashipu got very furious. He called his teacher, Shandanamarak, what have you taught my son? This is what you are teaching him, you rascals. Take him away and again teach him. So they took him again and brought back after 1 year. Again when he asked, Hiranyakashipu asked, what have you learned? Prahlad Maharaj started giving the message of Navada Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Sakhyam, Atmani Vedanam. One should engage in this ninefold processes of Bhakti. This is the best thing I have learned. And Hiranyakashipu was furious. He asked Shandanamarak, this is what you are teaching. If you are not teaching, maybe somebody else is coming and brainwashing him. Maybe the ISKCON devotees are coming. They have started the school preaching program. They are coming and brainwashing this child. And then Shandanamarak told, nobody is coming. We are not teaching him. Nobody else from outside is coming and teaching him. He has learned everything from the womb of his mother. He apni maa ke garab se hi sab kuch seekh ke aaya hai. And Prahlad Maharaj started giving instruction that one should give up, you should renounce everything, go engage in the bhakti of the Supreme Lord. And at that time, Hiranyakashipu asked, if Krishna bhakti is supreme, is the most superior, why everybody else in the world is not taking up to Krishna bhakti? Why everybody is not taking to Krishna Bhakti is if Krishna Bhakti is topmost? And at that time, Prahlad Maharaj told this one verse. Shri Prahlad Vacha Matirna Krishne Paratahasvatova Mithobhitapate Grahapratana Adanta Gobhir Vishantam Tamishram Punah Punas Charvitana Charvanana Punah punas charvita charvanana. So what does this verse mean? Prahlad Maharaj said, because of their uncontrolled senses, people too addicted to the materialistic life make progress towards the hellish condition and repeatedly chew what has already been chewed. Their inclination toward Krishna are never aroused either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by the combination of both. So what Prahlad Maharaj told here, that people who are too much addicted to the household life, so the word used here, very specific word, please pay attention. The word used is grahapratana. Prahlad Maharaj is telling, if somebody has taken a grahaprata, the vow of household life, if we take the vow of different things, vow of doing some austerity, Ekadashi Vrata, this Vrata, that Vrata. Here, Prahlad Maharaj is saying somebody has taken the vow of Graha Vratana. Somebody has taken the vow of household life. I mean, somebody is too much addicted to household life. They have uncontrolled senses and so much desire. They have no taste for Krishna Bhakti. Either by hearing the instruction from somebody, or by themselves, or by the combination of both, they are not able to engage in the service of Krishna. So that is what happens in this world. People are so much attached to the household life. They think, my wealth, my money, my property, my house, that is my God. That is my Lord, my wife is my guru, my kids are my shaligrams, so I have got everything at my home to do the service. Why I need to go to temple? Why should I go to temple and render some service? So they are so much attached, they have no taste for Krishna bhakti. And that is why Lord Jagannath come out of his temple to give his mercy to everybody. The people who are so attached, they don't even have the time to take my darshan. I will come out and give them my darshan. So on the Rath Yatra, if somebody take darshan of Jagannath while sitting on his chariot, all their sinful reactions are removed. That is the power of witnessing Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra parade. So cutting all the pastime very short, maybe I'll take another 5 minutes. So Mahaprabhu is dancing ecstatically in this whole Rath Yatra festival. And Rath Yatra, during Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath's cart stop at many places. And devotee tell Mahaprabhu, please take some rest. Because the Jagannath cart will stop here for a few hours. Everybody, all the devotees will make their offerings. So practically the whole street, Bada Danda, it's filled with the offerings of devotees in front of the cart. Everywhere, there is no place seen empty where there is no offering, not some plate, something lying for Lord Jagannath. And at that time, Mahaprabhu goes into the garden to take rest. And devotees send Pratap Rudra. This is the right opportunity for you to receive the blessings of Mahaprabhu. So Pratap Rudra gives up his kingly clothes, put on rags, torn up clothes and simple clothes. He go and start massaging the feet of Mahaprabhu, who is filled in the ecstasy of meeting with Krishna. And at that time Pratap Rudra start chanting the song of separation, start singing the song of separation. Tava kathamritam tatta jivanam. So that song, when Pratap Rudra sang that song, and at the end when he finished with that particular phrase, Purida Jana, Mahaprabhu got up and embraced Pratap Rudra. Purida Jana, Purida Jana, you are the most magnificent person. So this verse means the people who are spreading the message of Krishna all over the world, they are so magnificent. And Mahaprabhu got up immediately and embraced Pratap Rudra, gave his mercy to Pratap Rudra that time. That you are most magnificent, you are giving the message of Krishna to this heart which is filled with the separation of Krishna. So just to finish, so after the whole parade, the cart arrives at Gundicha temple. And at Gundicha temple, Jagannath will stay for 9 days. So Lord Jagannath has come from Neelachal to Sundarachal, from Dwarika to Vrindavan. And here, he is going to stay for 9 days. And as Jagannath is coming out of the chariot, coming down from the chariot, Mahaprabhu goes and embraces Jagannath. This is like Radhika Rani. Radha Rani is now finally meeting Krishna. And at that time, earlier Mahaprabhu is always filled with separation from Krishna. Right? Radharani is feeling the separation of Krishna. Mahaprabhu is always crying, shedding the tears. But on those 9 days, Mahaprabhu is filled with so much ecstasy because now Radharani is in union with Krishna. Radharani has finally met with Krishna. So 9 days, Mahaprabhu is so happy, he is filled with so much ecstasy, there is no crying, no tears, nothing. And Mahaprabhu is doing all these various pastimes, remembering various pastimes in Vrindavan. But at the end of those 9 days, as Jagannath is again ready to go back to Jagannath Puri temple, now Mahaprabhu is remembering the pastime of Akrura coming and taking Krishna to Mathura. So he is Radhika Rani. Radha Rani is feeling as if Akrura has come to take Krishna to Mathura. And again there is separation. And all the devotees lie in front of the chariot. Mahaprabhu holds on to the wheel of the chariot. As all the gopis lay in the front of the chariot when Akrura came to take Krishna. And Radha Rani was holding on to the wheel of the chariot. So Mahaprabhu is manifesting that leela. So with all that leela, what is the message we want to hear? What is the message we want to understand from here? What is the point of discussing this pastime of separation from Krishna, the separation of Radha and Krishna, or the feeling of separation? What is so particular about these pastimes? When we hear the pastimes of separation from Krishna, it is to bring our separation from our eternal Father, to feel that separation, that we have been separated from our Father for so long. And to feel that separation, we should think, when will I be united with my eternal Father? So who is a Vaishnava actually? So sometimes we call us, who is a Vaishnava? Or who is a devotee of Krishna? In Mahaprabhu's whole Leela, Mahaprabhu also gave different answers to this, who is a devotee? At one point, when somebody asked who is a devotee, Mahaprabhu said, whoever has chanted the name of Krishna even once, he is a devotee. At another time, he said, whoever chants Krishna's name constantly, he is a devotee. Another time, Mahaprabhu said, by seeing whom one can remember Krishna, he is a devotee. But by hearing the pastimes of separation from Krishna, Radharani's separation from Krishna, what is the definition of a Vaishnava? Who is a devotee? The devotee is who, out of 24 hours, at least once, cries in separation of Krishna. That is a devotee. If we can feel that separation from Krishna and cry by feeling that separation from Krishna once in 24 hours, then we are devotee. That is the high category of a devotee, which is the level set by Mahaprabhu. We are always crying for something or other, right? We are also crying something or other. What are our reasons of crying? We are crying for lack of food, lack of money, lack of this thing, lack of that thing, lack of resources. Oh, my child is not listening to me, my wife is not listening to me, this thing, that thing. So all these are the reasons why we are always feeling that anxiety, why we are crying. But if we can feel that separation from Krishna, that we have been separated from Krishna for so long, and when will I meet Krishna, when I will be in union with Krishna, that is the ultimate mood what a devotee need to develop. And Mahaprabhu gave another very wonderful teaching in this whole pastime, in this whole Leela. When all these devotees come to visit Jagannath Puri, they stay there for many months. They come before Rath Yatra festival, before Snana Yatra. So Snana Yatra happens, Rath Yatra happens. After that, Janmashtami comes, Radhashtami comes, Diwali comes. So the devotees stay there in Jagannath Puri for almost 3-4 months. And during that time, all the devotees want to invite Mahaprabhu to their residence to take prasad with Mahaprabhu. They think, we will invite Mahaprabhu, today's lunch prasadam, let me serve Mahaprabhu lunch prasadam today, let me serve dinner prasadam to Mahaprabhu today. And everybody has a desire to invite and feed Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu gave one condition. Whoever is Lakhpati, I will go only to their houses. Now all the devotees, they are thinking, what is this condition? Who is Lakhpati? Mahaprabhu will come only to their houses. At that time, having 1 lakh of rupees is such a big deal. Having 100 rupees is a big deal. And Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever is Lakhpati, I will come to their houses. So all the devotees, they approach Swarup Damodar. What is this condition of Mahaprabhu? Please tell us how we can serve Mahaprabhu, how we can invite Mahaprabhu. And Swarup Damodar gave the inner meaning of Mahaprabhu's condition. So Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever is Lakhpati, Mahaprabhu will come to their home. It means Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever is chanting the name of Krishna 1 lakh times, whoever is chanting 1 lakh name of Krishna, Mahaprabhu will visit their home and honor prasad. So when devotees heard this, they all were filled with ecstasy. And some of the devotees immediately, from that day onwards, they started chanting 1 lakh name. Some of the devotees have started chanting 2 lakh names. You know how much is 1 lakh name? So we cry for chanting 16 mala. Oh, how can I chant 16 mala? 16 mala means almost 25,000 names of Krishna. So 1 lakh name means 64 mala of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this whole one mantra is one beat. Like that you chant 108 times, that becomes one mala. And you chant 64 such mala, that becomes 1 lakh name. And Mahaprabhu said, whoever chants 1 lakh name, I will visit their home. So devotees in ecstasy, they started chanting 1 lakh name, 2 lakh name. And Mahaprabhu is visiting their homes and ordering prasad. How many of you will like to have Gauranga and Govinda come to your home? Mahaprabhu visit your home. How many of you will like Mahaprabhu to visit your home? Only 2-3 people? So you know the condition? For Mahaprabhu to visit your home, what is the condition? For Gaur Govind to come to your home, what is the condition? We need to chant 64 mala of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But Prabhupada, in this day and time, Prabhupada made it very simple actually. Those are people don't have that much capacity to sit for 8 hours to chant the Mahamantra. Prabhupada said, if you chant 16 mala, that's enough. You at least focus constantly, with clear attention, chant 16 mala of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So if you can chant, if we take to this process of holy name, we can please Mahaprabhu. And pleasing Mahaprabhu means pleasing Krishna, pleasing Radharani. And in this age of Kali Yuga, the only process to please Krishna, to get the mercy of Krishna, to get the association of Krishna is by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So with this Rath Yatra festival coming up, with the Snan Yatra festival next Sunday, and Rath Yatra festival week after, please participate in these wonderful festivals. And please make your life successful by engaging in this devotional, wonderful, ecstatic devotional service, devotional process. So thank you very much. Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mai ki
jai,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai,
Radha Kunj Bihari ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki
jai.
Yes, it's quite late, but if somebody has any question, comment, specifically comment, if somebody has any comment, if you like to add anything, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
So, how to understand that? Because without personal endeavor, simply by seeing that, without sadhana, which you touched upon in the class, how is it possible to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death?
So, getting liberation from the cycle of birth and death, to see Lord Jagannath on the cart in Jagannath Puri, that grants no birth, right? And to witness that Lord Jagannath on the chariot in Jagannath Puri, one need to become eligible to go to Jagannath Puri, to enter in the dham. Because to enter in the dham itself is big condition, right? It's a big success of life. And how one can become eligible to enter the dham? Nowhere somebody can just think, okay, today I will take a flight from here to Jagannath Puri and go to Puri. To enter in Jagannath Puri or enter in any dham, one need that credit to be eligible to go in Jagannath Puri. And that is not possible without having endeavored for sadhana bhakti, without having done that process of sadhana bhakti. So if somebody is able to be there at Jagannath Puri on Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, that itself is a big accomplishment. And having seen Jagannath on the chariot, it grants liberation. So it's not out of random or just out of blue somebody is able to go there. It is to be understood he has already done that. Okay? Okay. Anybody has any other comment to add? See, we are looking at from this particular lifetime or this particular situation point of view. Right now you may not see that person chanting the holy name, right? But maybe he has done that in his previous birth. That's how he has become eligible to witness Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra in Puri especially. So just the current circumstances is not the criteria, right? And we cannot see what somebody has done, what is somebody's eligibility. We cannot judge the book by its cover. So we should not think, oh, he is just some ordinary person, he doesn't know anything. Somebody may be in torn rags and everything and he is a great ecstatic person. Yes, Prabhu.
So is that benefit only applicable to Puri?
Based on the scripture, what it says, if somebody sees Jagannath in Puri on his chariot, right? But just seeing Jagannath, it definitely brings Sukriti. It starts one's journey towards the Supreme Lord. All his sinful reactions are destroyed by just witnessing the darshan of Jagannath. And his journey towards Krishna starts. So, somewhere, sometime somebody has to start. Just seeing Jagannath, it starts his journey closer towards him. And at some point of time, maybe he will pick up that process. He will pick up some book, read something, taste some Jagannath Prasad, and all his previous sinful reactions are burned and his path becomes more clear. Right. Developed the eyes to see Jagannath. Jagannath has big round eyes. He is seeing everybody. It's like Jagannath has a magnifying glass in front of him. He is able to see anybody is a small speck of good quality. Jagannath doesn't see somebody's bad quality. He is magnifying to see any small good quality somebody may have. Right? With his magnifying glasses. That's what his big eyes represent. He is ready to accept us in his service. But are we willing to engage in Jagannath service? So we have to take the step to appreciate Jagannath's presence here in front of us and engage in his service.
He's coming now to give us darshan. Why should we
go? Thank you very much. Yes, Mataji. So chanting 1 lakh times, it represents our endeavor to please Krishna. So it doesn't necessarily mean if somebody is chanting lakh times or 2 lakh times only he will get the love of Krishna. It is the purity of our heart. Ultimately, the purpose of chanting is to cleanse our heart, to bring the purity in our heart and develop love of God. So somebody may chant 4 rounds, somebody can chant 16 rounds and develop love of God. But the same with the process which has been given by the Acharyas, that is a foolproof process. So sometimes people know the path, right? But we are not ready to travel on that path. Even knowing what is the correct path, we are not willing to travel on that path. We think, I will do as I like. So if somebody takes admission in a college, and in the college there is a particular curriculum, there is a particular syllabus, and a particular books recommended by the teacher, and if the student follow that whole process, his success is granted. But if the student says, no, I will do whatever I like, I will follow my own process, he may have to struggle a lot, and he will face many challenges, and there is no guarantee if he will be successful or not. So same way, when we come to the process of bhakti, we have been given the process by the previous acharyas. That chant 16 round of Maha Mantra, engage in Harikatha, engage in hearing the scriptures, reading the scriptures. If you follow that curriculum, that process of bhakti, your success is granted. Right? So that's why the devotee take that process. But remember, the ultimate process, the ultimate bottom line goal is to cleanse our heart, to develop that mood of service to Krishna, that love for Krishna. Somebody may be chanting in the mind, somebody is chanting verbally. Now in the mind, is he really focused? Is he really focused on the chanting, or is he just thinking, no, I'm chanting? So, but if somebody is chanting verbally by holding the mala in the hands, he's engaging his senses, his tongue, his consciousness, everything on the holy name. So in that process, all the senses, including the mind and the tongue, becomes purified. So that is the bona fide process. We don't have to invent our own process. Right? So we just take up to the bona fide process given by the acharyas, which is foolproof. There is no mistakes in that process. It's not invented by somebody's 10-gram brain. It is a foolproof process given by acharyas, and we have to have faith to follow on that process, to follow that curriculum. To achieve success in short period of time without having to have the challenges in that process. The chanting is so powerful, especially this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is no hard and fast rules. It doesn't say you have to sit down in a particular posture with straight back and neck and close your eyes and chant. You can chant while sitting, you can chant while standing. You can chant in the morning, you can chant in the afternoon, you can chant in the night. You can chant even in the unclean condition, if without taking shower, that is also powerful. So there is no hard and fast rules for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is why Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is called Maha Mantra. This is the particular process for Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Shodishkam Nama Nama, Kali Kalmashah Nashanam. So this mantra, which is of 16 syllables, it has the potency to remove all the impurities of Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmashah Nashanam. So that's why this is powerful Maha Mantra recommended for this particular age of Kali. That anybody at any time, at any place, in any circumstances, one can chant this Maha Mantra. There's no rules and regulation. But there are recommendations. Right? One can chant as they like in any situation. But still there are certain recommendations. That chanting in the early morning is more powerful, because everything is peaceful, calm. The early morning hours are in the mode of goodness. So chanting in the early morning is beneficial. But one can chant at any time, while driving, while walking, while cooking, while cleaning. So there's no restriction. That's why, while driving you can chant, but we should not count that in our dedicated quota. If I have taken a vow, okay, half an hour, I dedicate my time, half an hour to Krishna, to chant His holy name. We should not count those extra time chanting into that vow. That is your dedicated time for Krishna. So like a husband dedicates some time for his wife. A father dedicates some time for his child to take care of the children's activities. So same way we have dedicated some of our time for Krishna. That okay, I dedicate my half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours for you. I'm going to sit down and chant your holy name. So that is our vow. Apart from that, you can chant as much as you like while doing all other activities also. So while driving, while cooking, we should not count that as part of our daily vow, daily quota. And doesn't necessarily somebody has to chant starting from 16 round. One can start from one round. Just chant 5 minutes, 7 minutes, one round. Yes, gradually we can increase more and more. But one should not just get stuck, stagnant. Okay, I'm chanting one round, oh, that's enough for me. And in a job, how many of us like to be stagnant at one particular salary, one particular position? Nobody wants, right? We want to have some promotion, some increase in salary. So why we want to get stagnant in service of Krishna? Why we want to become stagnant over? Just ek mala, one mala a day, that's enough for me. That's my only quota for the whole lifetime. We should gradually increase our service towards Krishna. And this whole chanting the holy name is also a service to Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. Shri Jagannath Bhagavan ki jai, Shraddha Kunj Bihari ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.